Hello, good evening. Hello. Yes, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
When you say community,
we're focusing in Florida. It's mostly about surveys, sir. It's mostly about hurricanes.
Hurricanes?
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is not going to change the hurricane. I got news for you.
Well, it'll be very brief. I'll be very, very quick, sir. My first question to you is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a manufactured mobile home?
And you're not trying to sell me new windows or anything like that, right?
No. We just want your opinion.
Single-family, okay.
Single-family. All right, do you rent or own your home?
Own.
Okay, sir. And tell me, what year was your home built?
1951.
Great. Moving on, sir, we would like to know as well, have any upgrade modifications been made to the property, sir? Like, for example, roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades,
everything.
Structural upgrades.
Everything.
Everything.
Roof, windows, you name it, it's done.
Okay. All right. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
69.
No problem. And moving on, sir. Well, have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following, sir? For example, tropical storm, category 1, hurricane, category 2, category 3, category 4, category 5. Any of those?
I've been living here for 69 years. I've had all the categories.
All right, sir. Let me select all. No, sir. It'll continue. Do you remember the name and the categories of the hurricanes?
The name and the categories?
Yes.
Well, let me see. Hurricane Donna, Hurricane Betsy, Hurricane Chloe. Hurricane, I can go on and on. Okay.
Betsy.
Hurricane Betty.
Betty. All right.
Is this like an IQ test or something?
No, sir. We're just getting your opinion. Do you remember
the... What could you possibly do with the information about which hurricanes I remember?
Well, it is kind of hurricane season, so that's why we're getting into this, sir. But that's okay. Moving on quickly, sir. I'll try to be as quick as possible.
Okay.
We would like to know as well as, bear with me. We would like to know, have you or any adult in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Would you say yes or a no? No. Okay. All right. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Would you say you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not me. I got all new stuff. What else?
Well, you would have to choose from the answer, sir. Would you say extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
No, not too vulnerable.
Okay. I'm moving on quickly. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare, sir? Would you put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate?
Yeah, I would do none of those things. Oh, evacuate. Well, of course you have to. So, all right. So anyhow, who are you working for? What are you using this info for?
Oh, we're representing opinion research, sir. That's where we're calling from. And we're just getting opinions about, hurricanes, especially since hurricane season has started. We wanted it. But I'll try to be as quick as possible because your opinion does matter. All right, sir. So when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? Would you say when a hurricane watch is issued, which is possible within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, which is within 36 hours, or you feel your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
Are you tracing my number or something like that? Because none of these questions make sense.
No, sir.
There's no point in it.
Do
what everybody else does. All right. I think you've got enough information. You got all the information you need from me to know, okay? But I don't need new windows.
No, sir. We're just getting your opinion. We're not selling windows. I was just asking you. When would you say your property or your home would be prepared for a hurricane? Would you say within 48 hours when a hurricane watches issue? When a hurricane?
No, it's ready all the time.
Okay, I'll write that down. Ready all the time. All right, and moving on, sir. My other question would be: we would like to know as well is considering yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Would you feel that you're very certain? Somewhat
very
certain or not certain? Okay.
Very certain.
I just want you to tell me your three sources of information. Would you say internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, something different?
All of that. I watch all of everything.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well as, on a scale of a 1 to 5, with 5 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how prepared would you rate your household preparedness?
Prepared. Whatever is most prepared.
Oh, from a 1 to 5, sir. Remember, 5 is the most. 1 is the least.
Five is the most. I got everything. I got generators. I've got water. I've got supplies. I got MREs. I got everything.
Okay, sir. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Cost of childcare, transportation, cost of food, property taxes, loss of income, cost of insurance, cost of housing, any of those?
I don't have any of those things. So
okay, no problem. Affection. No problem. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, sir?
I live in Florida, so it's located in all of those above. Evacuation, flood, you name it.
What do you know the letter designation for the flood zone?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone, sir? Like, for example, we have AL, Hurricane, SPEED, Category 3.
Okay.
Well, when would you evacuate, sir? If a hurricane watch is issued 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials ordered you evacuate, or you wouldn't?
Is this like done by Dade County or something like that?
No, sir. We're focusing
about that people are not prepared. They need to.
We're just getting your opinion, sir. And okay. Thank you so far for your responses. I'll be as quick as possible. So
I don't evacuate before 12 hours before the storm. That's it. I'm out of here.
12 hours before storm. Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right, moving on, sir. My other question to you would be is, we would like to know as well is, if you needed to evacuate, would you go to a local shelter or to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state as far as possible to another state, or wouldn't leave?
No, I have friends who live in high places.
Would it be to another state or within the state, sir?
No, in the state.
Oh, within the state. Okay. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
I don't know. All right, I got to go do things. I don't think the survey will ever end, so I got to just cut it off at some point. Okay.
No.
Anyhow, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye.